Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Broadcasting from iTunes, Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and Spotify, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. Today my topic will be anger. Love is the greatest commandment. Let me tell you, anger is a very, very strong emotion that Satan used to move you away from the will of God. Anger will cause you to do some stuff that you would have never done had you been able to take control over those emotions. As I told you, I do prison ministry, and talking to those inmates, anger was what got them there. Anger and drugs and alcohol. Those are the three things Satan used to get you in the trouble that you're in most of the time. So if you could just kind of shut your mouth, refocus that energy when you're getting mad with somebody, and just start going on that love walk, you will conquer Satan, and it is nothing he can do about it. But as I said, I grew up as an angry child because people picked at me. I used to have to wear a mole in my nose to keep it open because the doctor put some medicine in it that collapsed it. And so when I went to school, children would laugh at me and pick at me. So I grew up a very, very angry child. And then even after the plastic surgery, that didn't work out either. So they just laughed and picked at me, and I was very, 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 very angry. Then dealing with the loneliness and the depression, along with that anger, I was headed for destruction, I can tell you. It took me a long time to get over that anger. It actually didn't happen until I was born again, became that new creature that I sort of kind of got a little hold on it. I'm still struggling with it a little bit, but it's not as bad as it was when I was growing up. I used to think, God, why did you send me in this world to deal with these mean, angry, evil people? They were just so cold-hearted, and they didn't care if they hurt your feeling or what was going on in their minds. But let me tell you, the Bible tells us you will reap what you sow. So I can guarantee you, while they laughed at me and picked on me, I can guarantee you they got that same thing back to them sometime during their lifetime. So how to deal with anger? We just have to get love in our hearts. The thing that I've learned to do when I get angry right now is to say, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And how many of you know when Satan hears the name of Jesus, he will flee quick and in a hurry? So that's how I've kind of gained control of my anger, because it's hard for me to be quiet sometimes. So when you really get me angry, you're going to get some wrath from it, okay? But I'm thanking God for allowing me to kind of get control of it and know what to do and what to say in order not to hurt people's feelings. Because when people hurt your feelings, I'm telling you, that is something that will tear your self-esteem down. You have to keep your self-esteem up when you're dealing with angry people. Once I started on that love walk, and it was really very difficult to do in the beginning, but once I learned to call on the name of Jesus and watch Satan flee, I mean, it's amazing to just see him flee. Just call on that name of Jesus, and believe me, he's going to get away from it because he can't stand it. So this is how I've learned to deal with anger, and it has just been a blessing to my life. It's funny because I can't believe it myself half the time, seeing how that old Linda was. I would pounce on you like a lion, I tell you. That's just how strong that anger was in me. And I am thanking God today that he has allowed me to kind of get a hold on it. I repressed a lot of anger as a child as well. I cried a lot about it. And I guess that's why I became so vocal as well. I just was sick and tired of being sick and tired of the depression and the crying. So I developed a vocal way of dealing with that anger, and I was bound to not let it destroy me as a person. People couldn't believe how bold I am, and I'm still bold as a lion. Anybody that knows me know that. But I had to kind of just separate some things in my mind and renew my mind to get a grasp on how to conquer this anger. And once you learn the tactics of Satan, it will be heaven on earth. Because when you see him coming, you know what to start doing. You don't let him get to the door because he'll try to get in the car and drive. So that's my philosophy about Satan. When you see him coming, you need to stop him in his tracks. And the way to stop him in his tracks is to speak the word against him. And like I said, he will flee. But once I went out into the world, I noticed it was a lot of angry, hurting people out here, and it was just so frightening to see all these angry people. I mean, coming home from school each day, we would just see fights. I mean, fighting for no reason, threatening people. It was sort of mind-boggling and hurtful to see that nobody wanted to have any peace growing up. It was always they had to prove themselves. But as I was growing up, of course, there was no guns around. The only guns they had in the house is the ones that your parents had. But thank God my parents didn't have any guns around their house, because had they had one, I probably wouldn't be speaking to you today with all the anger that I had inside of me. I probably would have been incarcerated, but I thank God they weren't ones that had the guns. We trusted God, and we believed that God's word would do what it said it would do. So we used that tongue as the weapon and fought those evil attacks coming against our lives. But I mean, we saw people, you know, fighting. They did carry knives back then. Didn't do a lot of stabbing, but you got cut a lot. Now, if you pulled out the knife, you was bound to get cut. I mean, nobody was stabbing to kill you. It's just they were sending a message. If you mess with me, I'm going to cut you. And that's the world I grew up in. And thank God it was, because now, today, children are being reared without a conscience. They have no respect for human life. And these guns are destroying our children. They will shoot you over anything. I mean, the things I've read about people getting killed over, is unbelievable. I mean, getting killed over sneakers, getting killed over a quarter, just killing because they got the power to kill. But that's what Satan does. He's here to kill, steal, and destroy, as I said. So, parents, like I said on my last broadcast, love your children. Love them. And then if you love them, then they won't grow up to be angry adults. And don't hurt their feelings. I mean, speak positive things about your children. Don't tell them they'll never be nothing. They'll never amount to nothing. They just like this one and they just like that one. Build them up in a most holy faith. Like I said, you're responsible for those children. And you're responsible for sending them out into this cold, evil world in a positive manner. I think we got about 2.1 million people incarcerated around this country. And prison is a business, like I told you. They're going to keep a body in there because they're making a lot of money every time a body goes up in there. So I pray and challenge you to not let your child be one of the bodies that the state get money off of once they become even teenagers or adults, because they're trying kids as adults now and putting them in that evil place with these hardcore people. And like I said, they're creating monsters. They're creating monsters. So when they come back out, they're going to be a lot angrier than they were when they went in. And you're going to have another problem dealing with how to keep them from going back. The recidivism rate in prison is very high. I think the first 3 years that you're released is the most likely time that you'll reoffend and go back in. But that's why I was so glad to work for the North Carolina Department of Corrections at the chaplaincy office. My job was to connect the ex-offender to a church in their community. But the strangest thing about my job was that when I went out to these churches to try to inform them that this offender was coming back into their communities, as Christians, they didn't want to have anything to do with them. They didn't want them coming into their church. So I was like, what God are you serving? I serve a God of a second chance. And believe me, if you don't help these people get born again or get saved, you know, your wife may be the next one they rape or kill. So it was very heartbreaking to see these pastors tell me that they didn't want these people in their church or even coming back into their communities. But lo and behold, you know, God is a good God. He hooked me up with the right churches. And I mean, I've sent a lot of people back into society that, as far as I know, they're still out here. They never reoffend to get back in the system. But the thing about prisons, even though it's a dark place, it's a place where God molds men. You may go in there as a child, but by the time you come up out of there, you're a man or a woman, because you're going to go through so much that you gonna grow up. You're gonna mature up in there, because more than likely you got a long time in there anyway. So you're not gonna come back out as the person or child that you went into. Now some people do, because they grow in there, but they grow in there in a negative way. So some of them come back out mature, some of them come back out not so mature. And those are the ones that will go back in and reoffend once they come out. But it's just looking at the stats of those inmates. What I've observed about our prison system, you got these guys that come out, murderers and rapists. They go in there, they just act a fool. I mean, just act a fool. infraction after infraction after infraction. And lo and behold, they're the ones that they let out. So I said to myself, look, they know they're coming back, so that's why they're going to let them out. Even though they are incarcerated a long time, they still have that anger in them because they didn't deal with it while they was incarcerated. So they know they're going to come back. But if you go in prison and you try to deal with the anger and you try to correct what led you to prison, the drugs, the alcohol, those are the ones that they try to keep up in there. And my philosophy behind that is they know they're not coming back. So they keep them in there as long as they can keep them in there, regardless of what the law says, because by law, legally, they should be out. But since they're not in there acting the fool and they're trying to get their lives together so they can come back to their families, those are the ones they keep in there. Now, one guy I've been mentoring for over 40-something years in there, he's doing what God has placed him to do. He hasn't accepted that prison would be his fate. He's trusting God to let him out of there one day. And he's been in there and doing what God placed him in there to do. Even though he's behind those walls, he's doing what God has placed him to do in there to try to help the other inmates come to know Jesus. And that's what's going to release him from that prison. Like I said, most of the inmates that I've mentored, they've come out and they've stayed out. I just got a few that's still in there that, you know, God is using them on the inside to help those other young kids coming inside to try to get their lives back on track. So that's been a blessing for me to know that they're doing the will of God even inside the walls. When they hit the street now, I'm telling you, they're going to be on fire for God. They're gonna do some good stuff. I have a guy that I met, he was out of prison when I met him, but he's been out 11 years now, and he was telling me that God gave him a vision inside that wall. And he got up and did exactly what God told him to do. Now, he was pulling a life sentence. In all the years I've been going into prisons, I've never seen anybody come out of prison after 17 years on a life sentence. But let me tell you, this young man came out rolling. Now he's a producer. He's an actor. He's working with the gangs, the Crips and the Bloods out in L.A., and God is just elevating him to the most high. I am so, so proud of him because he took the calling that God gave him on the inside and brought it out to the outside, and he is doing what God has placed him on this earth to do. He always give God the praise, honor, and glory. He's definitely putting God first in his life. And I mean, God is opening some doors that no man could shut. I'm telling you, I know he never thought in a million years he will be a producer of his own show. He's been with some of the great actors in movies with them. I mean, he's working it. So that's all it takes, is to move towards God. And he will move towards you, and he will open doors that no man can shut. So if you have an anger problem, you need to try to just come to Jesus. Just put some love in your heart. Ask him to come in. Put that love, peace, and joy in your heart. And I tell you, your life will never be the same. You'll be like, I can't believe this is even me. Thinking about how you used to be once he puts that love there. And, you know, even when you come against your haters, I mean, you can laugh and smile and not even get angry with them because you have that love in your heart for your mankind. And that's the greatest commandment that he gave us, that we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. It's going to be kind of hard sometimes, but if you know Jesus got your back, you can love them, you can smile at them. Yeah, our pastor always tell us, it's not how somebody treats you, it's how you treat them. So if you're treating them with love and they're angry against you, more than likely, it's going to calm them down. I tell you, because I have seen it so many times. I've seen it so many times where showing love just calm people right down. And they don't even know what even happened to them or what take place. It's really amazing to see that transformation. So just get on that love walk, like I said, and ask God to put love in your heart. And be a servant for God. You know, if you see anybody in need, help that person, okay? And expect nothing in return, because God is going to give you your reward, and that's to be with him in heaven for eternity. That's the key you need to stay, keep in your mind, stay focused on, knowing that God will provide, and his word will do what he say he's going to do. And just know that anger is from Satan. And we have to fight against him, because we're fighting a spiritual warfare. You're fighting against things you can't even see. So if you know you got an anger problem, that's him putting all these evil forces against your life. So learn to keep your mouth closed. Learn to show love. Learn to rebuke Satan. Those are the keys that you need to focus on. And I tell you, you will live a blessed, happy, peaceful life. This is the Linda Monroe Show. I am Linda Monroe. Thanks for listening. And until next time, be blessed and all is well. Broadcasting live from iTunes, Bashani Radio, iHeart Radio, and Spotify, live from New York City.
The Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.